If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi everyone, it's George here. So I have some exciting news for you lovely podcast listeners. On the 1st of March, myself, Hayley and Rivki are going to be at the Boulevard Theatre in Soho, where we will be recording our first ever live episode of the podcast. That is my cat who's... Hi Inca, are you interrupting? Of course, now she doesn't speak. Unfortunately, Inca will not be there, but the three of us will be there. We will hopefully make you laugh, hopefully give you some relevant things to think about, to talk about. We're going to have a Q&A portion at the end, and then we will be free for cuddles and selfies and anything else you would like to do with us within reason, guys. So head on over to our Instagram. We will have a little highlight with the details about the theatre. Or if you go to my personal Instagram, Full of Figure, Full of Bust, I've added the swipe up link to my Fat Chat highlight on my profile. It is on March the 1st. It is at the Boulevard Theatre in Soho, London. That is a Sunday. And tickets are currently £12. So grab them now.
And welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast that will definitely make your bum look bigger than that. And this week we're going to be talking about what flattering actually means.
I'm George from Full of Figure, Full of Bust, and my bum definitely looks big in this.
Hi, I'm Rifki from Slink Magazine, and I'm wondering if flattering is the plus size F word.
And I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls, and I'm definitely fatter in real life. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We are at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, hit those 5 stars and leave us a review.
When we think about rules, you know, those fashion rules, what are those plus size fashion rules that we've always heard about? What are the things that you guys heard as a plus size person you can't wear?
Always avoid horizontal stripes. No Breton tops for the fatties.
No. Just block colours only, guys.
No.
Wear dark colours. Black is a must.
No skinny jeans.
No patterns. Apart from butterflies. Butterflies are okay.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be a fat big, girl. Loud pattern, because you shouldn't draw attention to yourself, because you should be ashamed because you're fat.
Use a ginormous handbag, because the bigger the handbag, the smaller you look.
I don't know why I thought that was going to be way dirtier. Avoid the micro handbags. Lizzo doesn't give a fuck about that advice. Did anybody see that picture that went viral?
Brilliant.
The tiniest handbag. It was like the size of a postage stamp.
I just want to know, did she have anything in there at all?
All the fucks she gave.
But a
tiny bag.
Plunging necklines. If people are looking at your massive tits, they won't notice you're fat. Yeah.
Just be so distracted.
Wear empire lines. Things that skim over the tummy.
Skim.
Yeah.
No except, one will know you have a body.
Yeah, except skim milk. I'm not into skim milk.
Yeah, just never, ever anything tight. Just never. No bodycon, as you said, no skinny jeans.
Oh, you can wear things that are tight if they're leggings.
Oh, yeah, but they have to be...
under a tunic.
Yeah. Cover that butt, because no one must know you have a butt.
So now that you know what you're all doing wrong. and then, of course, we have to bring out the fruit and veg, which is the only way that you can possibly describe women's bodies. Why do we have to be fruit? Although, hang on, sorry. Rivki, don't you have a story where we can also be vegetables?
This is my favourite thing
ever. This is my favourite thing.
So I once went to a plus size event. It was years and years ago. Can't even remember the name of the brand, but they had a big poster up on their stand so that they could talk about different body shapes. And they had, you know, your usual, your pear, your apple, but they also had my very, very favourite body shape, the potato.
Oh my God, I feel so seen.
Made of potato, resembling a potato. Yeah.
I just remember standing there looking at it, just thinking like, this is brilliant. Like, I'm done. I'm out.
That is what Twitter was made for. Tweeting that picture.
Your life peaked at that point and you're just on a downhill.
Basically, it's all over now. That's why I'm doing this podcast.
Oh, the shade is up early this morning.
The potato's got some fucking bite back, hasn't she?
She's a chili potato bite. What's so amazing to me is how many of these rules and laws and ideas are actually enforced by other plus size women. Has anyone noticed this?
Oh, do not get me started. I'm going to start.
Here she goes.
Oh, no, get a cup of tea, guys. Sit down. Yeah. This could go on a while. Yeah.
The place that is the pit of hell on earth is the plus size clothing Facebook page, because
oh my God,
that is the place where the models are not big enough and the bloggers are not small enough and the clothes aren't flattering enough and the clothes are too, they're not fashionable enough, they're too fashionable, they're not showing me off, they're showing that blogger off too much. If you go on a Facebook page,
why don't you have a sleeve? Why does everything have sleeves? Why don't you make it in a tunic? I want it to be a maxi dress.
That blogger doesn't look good. I wouldn't have left the house wearing that.
Why does her tummy look so big in that? Because she has a big tummy, Brenda.
Because I'm fat.
Oh,
I
Brenda.
Can say I'm also plus size. I'm also a big girl, and I can say that. Oh my God.
I'm also
God.
A size 22, but I would never wear that.
Oh, and then they tag their friends and they're all laughing. It's like, these clothes are for you, Brenda. And
poor Brenda.
Fuck Brenda.
I think we've all spoken about Brenda before.
No, no, no. Last time was Doris.
Oh, Doris.
Round about Christmas.
Oh, Doris. Yeah.
Doris got
Shout
it.
Shout out to Doris.
Yeah. These clothes are for you by a plus size brand for your plus size body, where you will look fat because you are fat. This blogger is modelling this outfit and showing you how to wear it. You do not get a free pass on telling her how shit she looks and how that outfit makes her look fat. She is fat!
But this comes down to like how constrained we've been by like years and years of having the same rules thrown at us, that the second someone breaks them, there's a million women everywhere where their minds are blown. Be like,
wait.
No, the world will end. Yeah. What are you doing?
Why are you
stripes?
Breaking the rules? How dare you? You need to be ashamed.
They're tripping over a butterfly tunic and a pair of leggings in the haste to run to their laptop. Gallop to the laptop. And
waddle to the laptop. Yeah. I just, it makes me so angry. I think, you know how Joe Lycett just goes on and like trolls people, I think I'm going to become. That's what I'm going to do
him.
With my space. I love Joe Lycett.
I love him.
He trolls people. I'm going to become the troll in the big
the plus size Joe
brand.
Lycett.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ate Joe Lycett. Oh my God.
That is a tour I would go and see. I ate Joe Lycett. This is what happened.
I've just had this incredible business idea though. I think that I'm going to make a plus size collection made of mirrors, because maybe then if you reflect things, people won't even know you're there.
Yeah.
It's like supreme camouflage. You will look so small because you won't be there. How clever is this? Oh my God, this is the problem.
I'm actually really worried about you now.
Hayley's back on the amphetamine.
This is what happens. You see, you all made me give up tea for New Year. Caffeinated tea, and I've lost it. I'm doing lines of green tea as we speak. The thing is, the problem is we're behaving as though there's this magical formula or this magical like selection of clothing we can put on that will just stop us from being fat. If you're fat, avoiding certain fashion, especially stuff that you love, isn't going to make a difference. You will still be fat. And you can't say that you want people who look more like you, but you don't want them to look too much like you, because you don't really want to be reminded of your own self-loathing. Brenda.
But oh. isn't that what it comes down to,
yeah,
though, isn't it? It's almost like that jealousy, but also that shock that someone else can be confident in what they wear when someone doesn't like themselves. It's projection, essentially.
It's exactly what it is. It's so psychological. It's like, hang on a minute, I've told myself I only deserve these good things when I'm smaller. I've said that I will embarrass myself if I wear these things. I've said that it's disgusting if you can see the outline of my tummy or the dimples in my thighs. How dare you throw that back in my face? How dare you basically erode the things that I've invested in? Because
yeah,
I believe them so strong. It makes me angry and sad in equal measure.
And something they've been maybe working really hard to not be. Maybe it's someone who's working really hard on not being fat anymore, and they're like, no, wait, I'm not at that point yet. How can you already be there? But you kind of look like me. It's that kind of realization that your life can start, but they haven't got that message. They're on that Facebook page because they begrudgingly have to buy that, but they don't want to be there. They wish they didn't have to buy that. And it's kind of sad.
Well, it smacks of internalized fat phobia. And I know we've spoken about this before, but it's the stuff that we begin to believe so deeply about ourselves. And when somebody challenges that, that can be really difficult. Again, we've gotten really deep for a conversation about flattering. But, you know,
if there are rules that we haven't touched touched on that you think there are things that you've always been told that you can't wear, or maybe, you know, there are body shapes other than potato that you want to share with us.
There is no other shape.
Minion.
Then let us know. Go onto our social media. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at Fat Chat Pod. And we want to hear, what crazy fruit shape are you? Maybe you're a pineapple.
Oh, I am today with this hair. Every week we are going to be shouting out some brilliant accounts that we think you should be following, because the only diet you should be on is a social media diet. And the person that we are shouting out this week is probably one of the very first plus size bloggers that I came across, because I think she is the OG plus size blogger, at least one of them. And we can only be talking about Miss Gabby Fresh. So yeah. She is at Gabby Fresh, GABIFRESH. Oh gosh, felt like I was in spelling bee there. Gabby is amazing. She wears whatever she wants, and she is definitely someone who, on some posts, you're like, that is a flattering item. She's quite hourglassy, and then also she just wears amazing patterns and oversized things and different bikinis and underwear, and honestly, she's so friggin' inspiring. Go and follow her and let us know if there's anyone else that you think we should be following that also is just amazing and inspiring with their fashion choices.
So going back to kind of when we introduced ourselves, I do wonder if flattering is basically the F word of working in plus size. And it's such a contentious word. If people use it, does that mean they're always talking about looking slimmer? Or is flattering simply a word that just means, hey, that flatters you, that looks really nice? Is it just a better word than using nice? Or can something be flattering without making you look smaller? That's what I'm asking,
but then
guys.
We have to unpack what nice means. And nice, I think, always means more hourglass, younger and slimmer.
Can I never tell you look nice then?
I mean,
I think though this is the thing, right?
No.
I think this is the thing though, right? Generally, that is what people think of when they think about clothes looking good on someone. It's accentuating certain features. And as we've talked before, that changes through the ages. So, you know, back in the 90s, no one wanted to have a big butt. Now everybody wants to wear things that accentuate an ass, which means that that idea of what flattering is has changed. But the point is, it's still something that dictates to us how our bodies should look. It's important to acknowledge that and to know where it's coming from. And so, for example, I use the same example when I talk about makeup. I know why we started wearing makeup. I know a lot of it was to do with attracting a mate and appearing more alluring and stuff like that.
You're meant to look like you are post-orgasm.
Yeah, exactly.
You are, yeah. Is that the plan?
Yeah, or
shit, I've been doing this all wrong.
And like your cheeks, and like apparently your eyes, the reason you define your eyes, that's like a thing as well. Like,
that's like, well, it's like how you look when you wake up, isn't it? All
whereas
like
I'm just there with batteries all over. Wait, and your makeup?
Sorry, bringing it back.
We got lost.
So I understand that it can be used as a tool of the patriarchy, if you wish. But I also know that a lot of the reason I do it is for myself. I enjoy the ritual of putting makeup on. I enjoy doing that. And I think sometimes we can understand where our desire for certain silhouettes come from. And it's important that we get that. But I know that it's not as easy as throwing all of that stuff out. And I think we've spoken about this between us earlier today. And I think we've all, I think, to a certain extent, gotten to the point where we started to throw some of those rules out, the ones that don't serve us anymore.
Oh, yeah, completely. I mean, growing up, I never wore horizontal stripes, but it was also because my mum always told me it wasn't flattering. It would make you look bigger. Whereas now I'm the proud owner of 2 Breton tops, which I love very much. But it is that thing of, no, you can't wear it because it's not flattering. But then I do still use that word. I don't know if you guys just don't. Do you just not use it?
Oh, no, I definitely still use it.
Yeah.
It's just important to note that you don't always have to look like the slimmest version, because that's not always the funnest thing or the comfiest thing to wear. Clothes can be many things, and sometimes maybe you do want to look really hourglass, but sometimes you just want to feel like cozy. My biggest thing that I did when I was younger is I actually added a belt to a onesie.
Gok would be so proud right now. Shout out Gok and his belt.
I mean, it was my sister-in-law's hen do. You had to wear a onesie the next day. We did something one day, we stayed the night, and now I wouldn't, because if I were wearing a onesie, I'd want to be really comfortable. And it sounds really silly, and it is really silly, but it's like appreciating wearing a onesie isn't the time to look super, super waisty and flattering. It's because I just want to be an adult baby, and that's okay.
This week's fashion tip, always belt your onesie.
I mean, I'm chuffed that I can wear a
belt
at the gym.
Never belt your onesie. I think for me, I used to rely on black a lot just to look slimmer. And so if I was going on a date, I'd wear a black dress, or, you know, if I was going out for the night and there was, if I wanted to look my most attractive self, I'd wear black. And that was, a lot of that was about making myself appear smaller or like I wasn't there. Whereas, like, maybe like in a nightclub, you know, in the dark or something.
You just
want to see where I ended and began. I mean, I'm really pale as well.
A ghost. Hayley is a ghost.
A floating head.
You're just like Harry Potter when he puts the invisibility cloak on.
Exactly.
His head. Yeah.
Hello. And again, going back to my collection of mirrors, this is going to take off. But yeah, whereas now I wear all the colours, and I always like things that made me stood out, but now I'm not scared to have that in my wardrobe, because if it makes me look bigger, I don't care. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying what I'm wearing. I find it really hard. Like today I was saying to girls, we came up on the train to record our sessions and I'm wearing a big oversized black dress because A, it's comfortable, and B, I'm likely to spill something on myself in this long day we're away. So it's really practical, but it's not super fun.
I can confirm Hayley does not look fun today.
Wow. You cut me deep.
These ideas, these rules of things we couldn't wear historically have really affected what plus size women could buy.
Yeah, what designers would even make for them, right?
Exactly. What stuff did you always want to buy, but you never could because it was deemed unflattering and therefore plus size women were not allowed them?
I used to literally shoehorn myself into a really tight pencil skirt that I got from Primark. I was a little bit too big for. And I remember an incident where it was actually the first time I met Robbie's parents.
Shout out Mr. and Mrs. Cox.
Shout out to the Coxes. That I wore this skirt and I got into Robbie's dad's car. He drove me back to the station, and as I put one leg in the car, slightly, you know, pulling the legs apart, as it were. This story took a turn. I just felt the skirt split all the way up the back. And I was sat in this car.
That stitching had been holding on for too long.
I was like, I can't take it anymore. Let me be free.
I probably bought it the day before. That skirt was too small for me. And I was in the back of the car shimmying the skirt round so that the split would be at the front on the side. And then I had a cardigan and I wrapped it round myself the wrong way to cover it. And when I got out of the car to say goodbye and thank you to Robbie's dad, who I just met, he must have been like, the fuck is she wearing? I think I safety pinned that skirt up on the way home.
Shout out to Liz Hurley's safety pin dress.
Yeah,
inspired. Versace for the win.
I think I got home and sewed that skirt back together so I could wear it another time. I mean, then I wanted to go to Evans and buy basically the same skirt in a size that was more suitable, and they just didn't have them. Nowadays, I know for sure that they do pencil skirts. I've worn them. I love them. But back then, I was that in-between size where, like, I wanted to wear that item, I felt confident in that item, but I couldn't have that item without it showing my father-in-law my ass.
For me, I just wanted a Carrie from Sex and the City skirt, like a tutu skirt.
A 4-4 skirt, am I right?
The fat jokes are coming thick and fast today. I just wanted one so badly, and I was worked this out actually before we recorded this, that I had to wait 16 years to get one.
Yeah. That's
because
so
they
sad.
Just didn't do it in plus. And I remember, like, going online and looking for, like, getting them bespoke made by Etsy, and there were hundreds of pounds. And then one day I was just scrolling on through ASOS and I was like, oh my god, it's here, it's there, I can have it. And I remember I bought it and I got home and I was, oh, am I bold enough to wear it? Now it's like one of my staple items. Yeah. I love them.
You're a sugar plump fairy a lot of the time, and it's very cute.
Sugar plump fairy.
Yeah.
I love it. And I know that it's a skirt that takes up a fuckload of room. You know, when you go to a party in a small flat, as I walk past, I just knock everyone's drinks off the coffee table. And it doesn't make me look any smaller, but it makes me so happy, and it feels like clothing that represents me much more than any sort of fucking smock dress ever could.
And that's what clothing should be. It should make you happy.
Totally, completely.
Do you remember when every single plus size item had sleeves? Everything. You could not get something for the summer for like normal money.
Yeah.
But also it meant that they were like, we don't know how to make something like this, which might be trendy, without sleeves, so we're just not going to make you one because we have to put sleeves on it.
Because otherwise no one will buy it, because plus size women don't have, you know, people can't see they've got arms. It's a big secret. It's a massive conspiracy.
If you see the top of their arms, the world will implode. Wasn't that like a storyline in Doctor Who or something?
Yeah.
But then we went to the point where you have sleeves, but they can have a hole in it. So you get a cold shoulder to show.
I fucking hate a cold shoulder more than any fashion item, more than Crocs. I hate cold shoulders.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if anyone ever saw Mog Plus. Do you know, follow at Mog Plus on Twitter. I remember she did an illustration once and she was like, what people don't know is plus women have horny protrusions coming out of their shoulders that are invisible to the naked eye. That's why they have to cut cold shoulders in all of plus size women's clothes. I got a dress once from a brand that I will not name. They just sent it to me without asking me. And it was a long sleeve dress and they'd cut out cold shoulders, which is so fucking weird. And then they'd sewn a frill around it.
Sweet
mother of God.
Here it is.
I get that we might have chunkier arms and therefore we are a bit warmer, but our arms get cold too. Stop doing cold shoulders in the winter. No.
We would love to see you guys in anything that maybe you couldn't have worn maybe a few years ago and fashion brands have started making now, or maybe one of your older flattering rules, like me adding a belt to a onesie. Maybe you've got a photo of that somewhere,
or maybe you could let us know what it is that you'd really love to be able to buy in plus and you can't find yet.
Yeah, maybe Fashionista Rivki might be able to find that for you.
Maybe I can hunt it down for you. I love a challenge.
I want a onesie with a built-in belt.
No.
But if you go to Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, please share your photos, share your tales of days gone by and clothes gone by.
And now's that time of the podcast where our very own fashionista Rivki hits us with some awesome advice.
So, in keeping with this week's episode, I want to talk about moving away from black.
Hayley, a few years ago, could have done with this segment, eh?
Yeah, I could, even today.
The thing is, as Hayley said, colour is so much fun, but it does mean that you are going to be more noticeable, you are going to take up more visual space, and that can be really scary for a lot of people, and I totally get that. So these are just a few little tips of how to introduce colour into your wardrobe. Firstly, accessories. There's loads and loads of really bright accessories coming up onto the high street, especially when we hit that spring summer season. It's all about colour.
Yes.
There's loads of like amazing fuchsias around for next season.
Love a fuchsia.
Yeah. Bright coloured shoes, bright coloured bags, colourful jewellery. All of that is a really good way to start adding colour into your wardrobe. And also, if you're worried about having a new colour next to your skin tone, then don't put it near your face. So don't do it as a scarf or don't do it as a top, but look maybe for a colourful cardigan, something that you can break your black up with, colourful skirt, colourful trousers. That is a really good way of injecting something bright into your wardrobe if you're really used to wearing black.
I guess also if you wanted to, you could go with a solid colour rather than trying to do print and colour at the same time. And
I love colour blocking. You don't need to go, you know, Joseph Technicolour Dreamcoat. That's further down the line.
Yeah.
But right now, yeah, go for block colour. Choose maybe a few tones of like one shade. Maybe instead of black, go for navy or go for like a cobalt blue. Go for something, you know, that's still kind of in that realm of
darker
comfort.
Spectrum.
Yeah. And then slowly build your way up until you're dressing like a rainbow. And I'm going to link my favourite colourful pieces on our Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. So make sure you head over to at Fat Chat Pod on our social media and see my bright picks of the week.
So girls, after all of that chat, where do we fall on this flatter or fatter debate?
I don't know. I'm never going to be able to stop using that term. I think it's just too ingrained. I don't want to think that it just means that it makes you smaller. I think we have to be conscious of how we use it.
Yeah.
And we have to maybe make that clear definition that it doesn't mean like, oh, buy that dress, it's flattering, you now look a size 14 instead of a size 16.
Mm.
But I still think the idea is that all women just want to look good in clothes. They want to feel comfortable and they want to look good. And when I tell someone that that's flattering, that means that I think it suits them.
It can be about the colour, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm not necessarily being like, oh my God, half your body's disappeared. I'm never going to stop using it. I'm not going to say fuck flattering. I'm going to keep the flattering.
What about you, George?
I too I'm not so much about the fuck flattering, although as I've said, when it comes to like dressing for certain things, I will go for comfort. If Hayley can testify, my driving outfits are
just—they are horrifying.
They are something else because I need. That's the place I need to be comfortable.
I want photos.
You're going to be in the car with me soon, Rivki. You will see.
So bad.
I don't wear a proper bra because I need to be comfy. I'm usually in my sexy driving shoes. I've got.
Is it legal to rest your tits on the steering wheel?
I just whack one on the horn. Yeah. My desire to be comfy supersedes my desire to be flattered, but I still very much am into the flattering look. I like to show my waist, I like to look hourglassy, I like to wear corsets sometimes, but I also try not to follow those fat rules. So I will wear bodycon dresses, I will wear prints, I will wear stripes, I will wear those things that make me feel happy, that I like a pin-uppy aesthetic, so I like that kind of style, and that's what's made me happy. Copying people and trying to dress like other people, trying to dress like other fat people before I've kind of got to this place where I'm like, this is what I like to wear, this makes me happy, I'm gonna wear it, and I'm not gonna put a belt on a onesie because I want to be comfortable. What about you, Hayley?
I think I just realized a long time ago I was gonna look fat whatever.
What?
It's true. While there are certain silhouettes I sometimes like to create, I know people, like you say, who will just put a belt on anything or only wear one shape of dress because they're so desperate to like give themselves that appearance. For me today, I'm wearing a really oversized tunic dress, and I know that in the world of flattering it probably isn't the best. I don't give a shit. Also because I know that I could wear what I want when I feel like it, which is quite empowering. A bit like George, you don't feel like you have to look the super glamorous all the time. You just wear what's comfortable. And
right now I'm very glamorous. Oh, if only you could see us.
Oh yeah.
Thank God this is not video.
Yeah, thank God it's not video. Yeah. The main thing that I realize is that I wear things that just make me really happy and comfortable. I can't stand to be uncomfortable. I can't stand things that are too small. And for me, so many of those fat rules that we've discussed today, fat fashion rules, are about appearing smaller and taking up less space. But I like to stand out. I have no problem with being the person at the party where everyone's like, oh my God, where did you get that dress? That's what I like. And that means not blending in. And I'm totally fine with that.
I mean, Hayley, you're 5'9" with super big curly orange hair. Even if you wore black from head to toe, people are going to notice you. You've got this booming South African voice. You tell the best stories and the best jokes. So you might
wear like a sailor.
Yeah. Like, actually, you drink like a sailor.
She is actually a sailor.
She's a sailor.
Being fat is not even the top 10 things people notice about me.
Yeah, when they describe Hayley, that comes quite down the list. It's like,
So what rules would we say we've now thrown out completely? What rules do you just have fuck all time for?
I would say the bikini one. I mentioned in a previous podcast, Being the Fat Friend, if you haven't listened, go back and listen, that I never used to wear string bikini bottoms. And it was always, you know, that is a fat girl thing. Like, you can wear a bikini, but it has to basically look like a swimming costume, which is fine. Do that. I want to get a tan on my tummy, and now I wear that and I feel great, and I actually have inspired other people to wear string bikinis, so we're going to take over the world. Hayley, what about you?
I'm all about the colour. I'm more than happy to take up space. Tutus are life and they are massive. I wore my first crop top a couple of years ago.
Woo.
Yep. And now I fucking love them, and I don't give a shit about sleeves. If it's warm, it doesn't matter. If I like the dress and it doesn't have sleeves, that's fine. I do like a sleeve sometimes, but it's not a make or break for me, and for a really long time it was. So that
those
feels
pits
like a big deal.
Need to breathe. Do you know what
I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, I have to shave more often now, but
that's so good.
Swings and roundabouts. Riv, what about you?
And I'm definitely all for colour, all for stripes. I only wear skinny jeans. I don't actually own any other.
You also wear a lot of glitter. I can see you coming. Here comes the disco ball.
Well, as we heard earlier, we really can see you coming when there's glitter.
I mean, yeah, I wear a lot of glitter, a lot of sequins, a lot of feathers. Basically,
jeez, Rivki is a showgirl.
I am. Do you know what? Around the office, you often just find bits of my items. It often looks like a fairy has had a fight by my desk because there are just sequins all over the floor.
We wear so much tactile stuff. Earlier when you went to the bathroom, I looked at George and I was like, there's bits of my fluffy coat all over your jumper. Literally just shed on people.
Just leave a trail where we go.
I'm just one constant Christmas decoration most days. It's my vibe.
So today's self-care tip is really in keeping with what we've been talking about today. And we're just going to remind you to wear things that you love. You will be amazed at what doing that will do for your confidence and for your outlook and how you feel about things. And it can be a bit intimidating. I know that a lot of the time we may have felt like we need to wait until we're a certain size or we've gotten a certain body shape until we can wear things. But it's such a waste of time. And if it feels a little bit intimidating, wear it on holiday. Holidays, you get free passes, you've got a tan, no one knows you. Start with that or wear it around people who really appreciate that. If I'm seeing George and I wear the most ridiculous outfit, she will only be jealous that her outfit is not as ridiculous as mine, because we both like totally ridiculous over the top things. So if I'm wearing something that I think is a bit daring, to wear it around her, I know she's just going to be my cheerleader.
And I'll be like, let me photograph you in that.
Also, let me have it. Where did you find it? And then she will download Signal on a boat in the middle of Turkey and order one for her fucking self. True story.
I mean, what can I say? I've got a problem.
We've got new episodes every Tuesday. And next week, we're going to be kind of following on from this podcast by talking about designing for plus. And hopefully we're going to debunk some of those mysteries about why it's such a complicated issue about designing for plus size women. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Fat Chat Pod. You have been listening to a Secret Recordings podcast. If you've been listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget you can go and rate us 5 stars and leave us a review. And if you don't know what to say, why not tell us what your last meal would be? Because there's one thing we do love, and that's talking about food.
See you next Tuesday.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.